Okay, so you are hanging out.
Okay.
Things are going okay,
Okay.
you are doing stand up. You're doing a lot more stand up actually.
Great. I love to hear it.
Yeah.
Love to hear it.
You did a set on a local showcase that kind of like went viral a little bit. And
Why?
it was
Why?
just like for a good reason. Like it just like you were just
Oh,
crushing it,
okay. It was like
Yeah.
a good set. Okay.
Yeah. The show was it was so there's this new company making glasses. So everybody on
Yeah.
the show had like glasses. That's like the bit.
Oh,
Like
they
that's
did that
like
at Moon Tower.
yeah.
They called it Four Eyes. That was the name of the show.
Yeah, the name of this show is called Four Eyes. It's just the same name.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
So they steal the
Cool.
name and they do this show. And it's at
Does Moon
this.
Tower find out?
Yeah.
Is there any repercussions?
Not really. I mean, what are they gonna do? The head of
I don't know.
so the head of or one of the bookers of Moon Tower, Colleen McGar, she found out and she was like, just let them have the name. Who gives a shit?
Okay.
She's like, I mean, who even remembers that show? I mean, that show sucks anyway, right? That's her response. So nothing really like happens, but they do this the show. It's hosted by this guy. His real name is Evan, but his stage name is Big Fat Worm.
What? Big fat worm?
Big Fat Worm, WYRM. So
Oh
it's like
no.
medieval. Yeah. He's just a guy who he loves Renaissance fairs and stuff like that. He loves like medieval history and shit like that. So Big Fat Worm goes up and he
Is he
brings you up.
funny?
So the thing about Big Fat Worm is that he is funny, but like a lot of times he kind of does jokes that you're like, you don't have to do jokes like that. You know what I mean? Like jokes
Yeah,
about
yeah,
like
yeah.
where like he'll go up and he's just like, I'm just a big fat dumb idiot. Yep, that's me. Big ol' fatso. And he slips on a banana peel and stuff, and everyone laughs. Like it kills. That's the
So
thing.
he is like a big fat guy.
He is a big fat guy. Yeah. But he
Oh,
does,
okay.
but like when he's not doing that, he's very funny. Like he's hilarious off stage. And like when he's not leaning into that, you know what I mean? He can be very funny.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
a
Okay.
lot of times he does kind of that.
That's a thing you kind of grow out of, you know, hopefully, as a comic.
Yeah.
I think everybody leans on that at some point just because this is a thing to try out. But eventually you learn that you don't need it.
Yeah. He goes,
I hope he
yeah,
finds that out.
I'm leaning on it. Probably gotta knock it over. I'm big and fat.
Yeah, man, I get it. Dude, you're talking. I was the king of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I was great at that. You get past it.
He sells merch at the end of every gig, t-shirts
Oh.
that say, "Don't ask me, I'm fucking fat."
Man.
He sells so many.
Yeah, I bet. I was just gonna say, I bet he does.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
good
it's
for a
at
big
this
fat worm.
he it's at this like I said, it's a like a glasses company. It's glasses for like for like the husky, the big and tall, we'll say.
Wait, they don't need fat people glasses.
Well, that's what they specialize in.
What
They're
do you
called
mean?
they
Like, I get
specialize
that, like,
in.
people have bigger faces and heads, like, you know, but like, how much of a market is there for glasses for fat people? I feel like glasses are glasses. I've been a
Well,
fat person my entire life, and
yeah.
I've worn glasses for a long time, and I've never had to go to a specific fucking glasses store.
Well, I mean, maybe you should
Because
have,
I'm so
because
fat.
in all honesty,
What
like
do you?
you kind of think that. You think it's kind of like a silly idea, but when you go there, it's called Warby
Yeah.
Porker. When you go to Warby
Warby
Porker,
Pork. Oh, no.
When you go there,
I'm not
like,
fucking going to that place. I wouldn't go there.
Well, it
Would
all
not go
so
there. But
see, but the reason
Warby
you do.
Parker. It's just like making fun of fat people, right? The name.
But here's the
Why the
thing,
fuck would
dude.
I go there?
Here's why. Because your payment is that they give you a $25 gift card to the Darden Family Restaurant Group, and they also give you one complimentary pair of glasses. And you're like, well, you don't want to, like, it sucks when you lose your glasses, So it's like, it's always good to have backup. And they, when you walk in, they
Find a
like,
kid to donate that pair of glasses to, because I don't want them. I don't want to take anything from Warby Parker.
why not?
Because it's a fucking slap in the face to fat people everywhere, Pat.
Here's what
Warby
happens.
Parker.
You walk in to Warby Parker, and like you're kind of thinking this. You're like, all right, like I'll donate this. This is kind of lame, but like you're kind of like, you're all about stage time these days. So you're like, you'll do like whatever show, like whatever. Doesn't matter how
Okay.
embarrassing it is. As long as it's stage time, you are there. You're hungry, dude.
All right.
So
Well, good. That's a good feeling to have.
you walk in and you kind of think to yourself, like, this is kind of bullshit. And one of the salesmen walks up to you and he goes, oh, Mr. Brooks, we were expecting you. We hear that you're quite the funny man. Well, I understand you have a vision problem. And then, like, very smoothly, he like takes the glasses off of your face.
I don't consent to that. I don't consent to having my glasses just removed by this strange man. Who knows who I am on site?
Yeah.
It's not like I sat down and like he had to go, "What's your name?" And then he like had to review a list of clients or patients or whatever. He saw me and was like, "Oh, this guy," and I'm just gonna take his glasses off of his face.
Well, that's how good these guys are, dude. Like they know their shit. And so he kind of like smoothly
Again,
takes it off.
I'm gonna give this pair of glasses away.
But
I'm gonna
as
give it
he
to a child, a poor child, and because I don't want to be a part of Warby Parker.
every time someone opens the door, it makes a noise
Fuck you.
like a pig, like going
Fuck
quack,
you.
quack. So
Dude, I'm not there. I'm not there. I'm not.
he slips a pair of those glasses onto your fucking face, and all of that goes away. You're like, these glasses are the best glasses I've ever had in my fucking life. And you kind of look up and you go, how? And he goes, it's just a Warby Parker way. And he like kind of like goes like doop and like bops your nose a little bit playfully.
Fucking hate this so
And
much.
he goes, all right, well, looking forward to the show. And then he sticks out his hand. He goes, it's nice to meet you, by the way.
So I'm doing a show at this place
Yeah.
in exchange for a gift card and a free pair of glasses.
Yeah. This guy isn't the comic, though. He's just a salesman. He goes, my name's Nate.
Hi, Nate. I'd shake his hand.
You shake his hand, and it's weird. It's almost like for a second you're like brought to somewhere else.
What the fuck does that even mean, Pat?
For a second, you hear the sound of like rushing water, and you're like, what? And you're kind of in like, you realize you're in like just surrounded by darkness, and you hear like rushing water, and you're like, what the hell is going on? And you kind of look over and you see like in the distance, like a star erupt. And you're like, holy shit.
What
And
the fuck?
you see like these different stars kind of like exploding in the far distance, and the sound of the rushing water gets even like louder. And you kind of like, you hear like, hello, Aaron. And you go, what? And you turn to your left, and
God damn it.
you've always thought that the world was round. It's just what you've heard of flat Earth, but you never believed in it. You never really looked too much into what you knew was kind of ridiculous. And so it's really shocking to look over and realize that you're in outer space looking at the Earth, but the Earth is indeed flat. Flat as fuck and perfectly level. And the waters of the oceans are like pouring off the side of this disc,
Yeah.
And you're like, holy shit, the Earth is flat. And then you hear like, down here, Aaron. And you go, what? And you look down and you realize there's like a gigantic hand holding up this disc. of this flat Earth, you know? And you go,
Yeah.
what the fuck? And it's this, like, I don't know how else to explain this. He kind of is this gigantic guy. He kind of, it looks like he's dressed like a French waiter. And the water that's coming off of the flat Earth is pouring into his mouth, and he fucking loves it. And then you kind of like look over and you go like, holy shit. And you like
The
kind of like,
French waiter holding Earth as if it were like a plate or a tray, and is overflowing with the oceans. What we know as the oceans is overflowing from the plate into
yeah.
his open mouth,
Yeah, and he loves it. He's got a big
and he
smile on
loves
his
it.
face. Yeah. And you it's like you hear his voice in your brain. And then you kind of look over at him and you're like, it's Le Garçon du Le Monde, the waiter of the world.
The waiter of the world.
And then in the background, like you kind of see in the distance, just like it starts to fade away and you start to fade back to consciousness as you watch the stars explode. You kind of snap
What the
back.
fuck? I'm having a vision.
The guy who shakes your hand, he goes, all right, well, see you later. He walks away.
What the fuck?
He's wearing a jacket, a members only jacket, but on the back of it, it just says Flat Earth Rules. So you're kind of like a
Is
little.
embroidered into the back of this jacket, Flat Earth rules.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Honestly, it does. It looks kind of cool.
That fucking sucks. I hate that.
What do you mean?
I hate that, how invasive that is. First, the guy takes off my fucking glasses, right? Just rips them off my face.
Yeah.
Now this guy is giving me a goddamn vision of a waiter holding up the world, which is flat. The ocean's pouring into his open mouth, and he's loving it. And that's what the vision that I get when I see this guy who has a jacket. A members only jacket that says Flat Earth Rules.
Yeah. He's the flat
That
earth
fucking
prophet.
sucks.
Well, the prophet of the flat earth god. So you're kind of like a little weirded out by that, but then like, you
Yeah.
know, the sure.
I'm very weirded out by that.
But you
By
know,
that vision that just like disrupts my entire fucking reality.
yeah. And so from Nate Noyce was the guy's name. And so the show's, you know, the show must go on. So you start it and you go up, and yeah, you just have a real, you're just kind of, maybe it's just the fact that you just had this weird, somewhat unsettling vision of the flat earth god, Le Garçon du Le Monde, that you're like, you're just in this weird headspace, but you just fucking crush, man. And like someone just happens to be filming it and it goes viral, you know? You like you just, you know. So things are
Great.
going pretty okay, you know?
What does that mean? Pretty okay. What does
Like
that
it,
equal?
you're just doing a lot of spots in like gigs that you've been trying to get on for like a while now, you know? So things are looking like pretty damn good.
Okay.
And then you kind of get this like notice in the mail. It's like 8 o'clock at night. It's knock on your door. They're like, night mail. And they put through like a piece of paper through like your like mail slot, you know? And
Announce
so,
themselves.
yeah, they always do.
Why? The email doesn't do that.
Because they're like, look, it's night. So night mail is this new program where it's mail delivered at night. And the reason that they knock is that it's like, it's night, you know, things are different at night. You can knock on the door during the day. At night, there's kind of like sometimes a weird undertone to it. So they make sure that you know that you're in good hands with night mail.
Is that their slogan? You're in good hands with a night mail?
Yeah. And they
And they
want
get
you
away
to.
with that in a court of law?
Yeah.
Allstate has nothing to say about this?
They tried to sue, but like the public outcry against them, like they had a case, like they obviously would win that,
Yeah.
but people on Twitter were like pissed. They were like, "Don't fuck with night mail." Night mail has become a huge thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a very vocal fan base. So they don't get in trouble, but you get like a piece of paper and you what do you do when you see the piece? That piece of paper, it slides through that fucking mail slot, and it actually like kind of swoops down and like it before it hits the ground, it like reaches it like when it hits the ground, it like reaches your feet. Like
So
it
it
blows
lands right in front of
all
my feet.
right in front of you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a fucking Harry Potter trick.
Yeah. Nightmare, dude.
Magic, I
They're...
believe it's called.
What do you do?
I fucking pick up this mystery piece of paper and I look at it. I go, what the fuck? How did it get all the way? That's the craziest thing. How the fuck did it get all the way over here? And then I look at it.
So you look at it and you're like, oh, fuck.
Why? Why would I say, oh, fuck, when I read this paper?
Because you had completely forgotten that they made a documentary about your high school basketball team. And
Man.
it's premiering in Dupo, Illinois, your hometown.
I didn't play basketball in high school.
So that's the thing. That's kind of what this documentary is about, because you
That's
the
about
final
me specifically.
no, but you're a part of it for sure. Like you're interviewed for it, and you like you just kind of forgot that you did this. It's not like it's anything that's that weird. Like you knew what's going on, and you're like, well, you know, I'll participate in this.
There was a cross-eyed kid shooting free throws for the other team one time, and everybody in the stands just started yelling, cross-eyed, cross-eyed.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That comes
Yeah,
up in the gut.
as we were leaving, like the parents from the other side, the team with the cross-eyed kid,
Yeah.
they came up to like a bunch of us and were like, you guys are so disrespectful.
What did you say?
It's like, I wasn't like in charge of this or anything. I'm just there.
Sure.
You know,
And
I didn't talk to this person.
that does get brought up. The cross-eyed kid is actually like in the documentary. Like they
Oh,
interview him, like,
really?
yeah, years later to kind of talk about how he felt about what happened. The whole
Yeah,
cross-eyed thing. Yeah.
it was very mean.
Yeah. And he kind of talks about it, and but it kind of like inspired him, you know? And so this his name was Bertrand Gross. And this like painful memory actually inspired him to like learn how to like he went to school to like cure,
Oh man.
yeah, like cross eyes.
Good for him.
Two months after he's interviewed, he like they find his body in his like lab, just like
What
burned.
the fuck?
And his last diary
What?
entry, the last diary entry that he wrote was, I
No.
finally found it, the cure. And it's underlined. And then underneath it, he wrote, but what I've led into this world, dot, 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 there must be a reckoning.
What the fuck, Bertrand?
Yeah. So you're interviewed. So what happened was, the reason that they made this is that the final game that the Dupo High School basketball team ever played, because the team got like budget cuts, took it away. So it was like their
Yeah, that makes
final,
sense.
it's about a team's final season in existence.
Yeah, the program is ending.
Yeah, the program's ending. And
Yeah.
they had this like big final game, because the thing about, you know, your team is that they had a lot of heart, but like, you know, they're not going to make the playoffs, you know what I mean? So like
Yeah.
so the final game that they're playing in a losing season is against just local high school, or not local, I guess. It's against the Chicago Murderers.
Yeah,
So,
that tracks.
yeah, the Chicago Murderers.
Chirac.
They show up and like they're pretty good, man. And so like, but maybe because
Yeah, they're
it's
called the murderers. You can't be bad and call yourself the murderers.
yeah, they actually had to earn that name. Before they were just called
What
like
the fuck does that mean?
they were called the Chicago Cool Boys, and
Yeah.
they were just sick of getting made fun of. Like they were just like kind of like fed up with it. And so they had a they're like, we need to change this name. But the only there was some kind of like weird like regulation or like some kind of zoning issue. So they couldn't change their name until they got like a perfect season, which you know, they did the year before. So the Chicago Murderers are very, very good. And your team kind of is. And
Yeah.
so, in however, maybe it's because it's like the final game ever, but the team is kicking ass. Like they're like tied, and like all of these former Dupo players, like legends, legendary Dupo high school ball players come back. Now they're like old, you know what I mean? And like
Yeah,
diseased
yeah,
and
yeah.
stuff, falling apart, crippled some of them, and
Probably
they,
drinking the water.
yeah,
Tap
oh.
water.
Yeah. And so a lot of them are in the stands. Like one of them is there. His name was Marvin Chicks. And Marvin won. He has like the record for most three pointers in Dupo history.
How many?
31.
In all of Dupo history, which a kid could potentially play for 4 years, and there's like 30 games in a season,
Yeah, there's 30
maybe.
games.
And so, out of a possible 120 games, the record in the history of the high school is 31. Over 4 years.
Yeah, dude. And like throughout the years, when he walks around Dupo, people are like, hey, 31. And he's
No,
like,
well, yeah, I could honestly kind of see it.
and he loves it, dude. He's like a
Yeah.
local legend. Like he actually got tattooed on his thumb, 31.
Oh. On his thumb?
Yeah, on his left thumb.
Like where on his thumb?
Just like on like the side of it.
Oh.
2 years after he got it tattooed, he lost it in a poker accident.
Poker accident? What do you mean? A poker accident?
Details are
What kind of
kind of
accident?
hazy about it. Like he won't
Yeah,
talk
Pat.
about it.
The kind of accident in a poker game, you might get a paper cut, but that's certainly not going to cost you a thumb.
Well, I mean, I'm just telling you what happens. So, he shows up. There's this guy, this other dude shows up, another Dupo legend. He has the record for most technical fouls in like Illinois high school history.
Oh, wow. How
Yeah.
many?
500.
One of those. Fuck.
He was in high school for a very long time.
Yeah, he just always had eligibility, I guess.
I guess, yeah, I guess no one really noticed, but somehow he was able to play. He was in high school for about 12 years, and he was, I don't know, man, he had a bit of a temper, I guess. But you know, he was pretty good.
Would have thought the IHSSA would have caught that.
No. So like there are some heavy hitters in Dupo history there. And
Yeah, it
so
sounds
you
like it.
guys were going toe to toe with these guys
The
and
Chicago Murderers.
the Chicago Murderers. And it's like tied up fourth quarter. You were like the you so like you were on the team like but you never played. You know, you were like kind of like the towel boy and kind of helped
Yeah,
like
yeah.
you always had like a clipboard. And
Yeah, keeping
during and like
stats.
yep, keeping stats and keeping track of stuff. You
I did that in junior high and I took it very seriously.
yeah, and you did that year too in high school.
Yeah.
Like you would
I
like
loved it.
sometimes stand behind the coach and on your clipboard you would just had pieces of paper, you would just draw pictures of like penises and stuff like that and show like you know the guys who are like listening to this like talk from like the coach, he's like screaming at them, and you're behind him, behind his back, showing these pictures of penises, and they're all trying not to laugh, and like they would always get in trouble. They never ratted you out
Yeah.
though. Every
Yeah,
time he
yeah.
like, and he would do stuff like he would go, and you're all fucking up, you're all fuck ups except for Aaron, and he would turn and look at you, but you'd always go like whoop and like move it just in
Yeah.
time.
That makes sense. I was a
Yeah,
I could be a bit of a rascal.
but he had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. That old coach actually shows up too. He's like long retired.
Yeah.
Coach Edelman.
Okay.
Herbert Edelman. So they're all watching, and it gets to the last quarter, and they're in Your team is in a little bit of trouble because every player on the team has fouled out. So they're like, all right, we got to send an Aaron. Fourth quarter. Tied. 10 seconds left. And you kind of like, they look at you and they go, Aaron, you're going in. And you're like, holy shit. You walk out onto that court to face those Chicago murderers on your own. The whole team is going crazy. They're like, yeah, you can do it. The whole crowd is like chanting. They're like freaking out. They're like, Aaron, Aaron,
I wouldn't have been,
Aaron.
I'm not like so bad at basketball that I wouldn't have been, put in the game prior to that situation,
Yeah, well, they were like down to like the wire. And like, did they say that to you? They go, Aaron, you're our last line of defense against these
Oh
guys. All
no.
right. They
Okay.
go,
Chicago murderers,
yeah.
5v1.
Yeah. They look at you, and Coach Edelman goes, Aaron, I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but this is the most important 10 seconds of your life. You walk out into that court, and you hear him say, ah, we're fucked.
Yeah, it's 5v1.
And
And
so,
even like a good player would have a hard time with that, let alone me coming in off the bench, cold.
yeah, they have the ball. So, like, they pass,
I can do
and
nothing. I can do nothing. I can try to get in the way. I just, yeah.
and you kind of think that you're like, what the hell am I going to do? And maybe, like I said, maybe it's because there were people chanting your name. But you were just like super pumped up. And so, like, the point guard of the Chicago Murderers, his name is Hank Rose.
Good basketball name.
Yeah, Hank Rose is a guy, is this kid who he definitely had his like share of admirers, you know what I mean? People
Sure.
who were in, who like were like big fans of him. And they'd go to this game, his supporters, they would all hold like roses in like their teeth, you know what I mean?
Oh, no.
And they'd
Yeah.
be like, Rose, yeah, like Rose grows. They all have like t-shirts that says the Rose grows.
Oh,
So
that sucks.
he's got the ball, and then as he's coming towards you, you just shout, hey, Rose. And he like looks at you like, huh? And you go, you're going down.
Oh.
You just like rush towards him, and you just like barrel towards him like you're going to tackle him. And he like kind of like for a second, like a kind of freaks out, like, oh my God. And you managed to get the fucking steal, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone
I
is,
pick his pocket.
yeah, everyone is freaking the fuck out as you just like, you're fucking dribbling, you're running towards that fucking hoop. The color commentator is like, I can't believe this. My God, that's Aaron Brooks in there. He's a towel boy, ain't he? And people are like, oh. And like, as you're like getting closer and closer, you get to like the foul line and you just like take the fuck off, dude.
Man, what a dumb idea. What a dumb idea. I know myself. I'm 5'9". You know what I mean? I'm 5'9" tall. I'm a fat, slow white man. I do not have the leaping ability to dunk the ball from the free throw line.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously you don't. But that whole year, you feel like your entire year has led to this fucking moment. That whole year in secret, you have been like training. You have had these like special shoes made by the Lanolax Corporation that have like little springs on them, kind of. So like you kind of just, you just use them to like jump, you know what I mean? And so you train yourself, you kind of give yourself like, you train for this, you know what I mean? And like you never actually try to do a long jump. You just kind of think to yourself like, I am saving this leap for when I really need it. And you trained that whole fucking year. Sometimes you would just like wear the shoes as you sit down and watch a movie, and you would just pump those little fucking legs of yours, and they would get like sometimes so fast that like they would turn into a blur almost. And sometimes you feel like you could look into the blur and you could see things. And so
Fuck.
you just take off from that fucking like free throw line and you put everything into that leap. And it is that one leap that you knew you had in you. So like you leap forward like 5 inches and you just sort of like go, whoa, and like just throw the ball. And just by pure chance, it goes in. Like it just goes in like it bounces on like the rim for like probably about 2 minutes. And everyone's like,
What?
oh.
2 minutes on the rent? That is so long.
Yeah, dude. And like, peep, it is like tense. And everyone's like, holy shit. And you're like, oh. And it goes in finally. And you like, the whole town went crazy. And for one night, Aaron, you knew what it was to be royalty.
Yeah.
People were just like, freaking out, you know what I mean? Because like Dupo won. They won their final fucking game ever. And it
Against the
was all
Chicago Murderers.
against the Chicago Murderers. And it was all thanks to you know?
Feels good.
The Chicago Murderers, as a result, they also lose their funding and their you know, their basketball team goes away too. But they kind of gloss over that in the documentary. So
Jesus.
you fly back to Dupo for the kind of like the what's that called, the grand premiere or
Like a
whatever.
reunion. Oh, okay,
Yeah,
gotcha. Of the film.
so
We're gonna watch the movie.
they're gonna watch the movie, and it's, yeah, it's a reunion of all of the you know, all of the surviving Dupo high school people, you know. And so they're gonna like screen the documentary at like the local high school, Dupo
Yeah.
High. You go there, you walk in, and everyone like turns and they're like, Brooksy, oh my God. And you're like, they're like losing their minds over you, dude.
Nice.
So like you're feeling pretty okay.
Yeah.
You walk over to like the guys. There's a couple of your old teammates there.
Yeah.
Buster's there, Graham, and a guy you just call Cherry.
Oh, so
And you guys just cut,
Jerry,
yeah, Cherry.
like the fruit.
Yeah. Everyone called him Cherry, even like the teachers. So
Why? That's like. Then it immediately just makes me think that this guy is like a known virgin.
it's just, I don't know, it's just what he's called. I don't know. And so you guys are kind of like joking around and palling around and stuff. And then the movie starts, the documentary.
What's it called?
It's called One Game to Rule Them All: The
Oh.
Story of Dupo High.
That sucks.
It's directed by Werner Herzog. He like did a documentary about it because there was a lot of footage of the games. Like they show the game and stuff like that. So you watch it and like it's pretty interesting. You know, it's like a pretty you're kind of you know, o not overcome with like memories, but you kind of are in like kind of a nostalgic mood
Sure.
as you you kind of like walk over. They have like a spread there for you guys of like food,
Oh,
you know?
fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. And so you walk over to the
That rules.
spread.
I don't know why I got so excited about that.
Because there's, yeah, I mean, you walk over and like you're kind of excited, like as you walk, you know what I mean? You're like, you kind of have an extra spring in your step and you think of that fateful game all those many years ago. And you have to physically stop yourself from like leaping forward towards it, you know? And so you walk over and you go, there's like one last piece of ham left. And as
All right.
you walk towards it, you see it and you're like, that's mine. You know in your heart.
Why? How come? Why is there no ham left?
I don't know. I guess the ham was popular that evening.
The
And
ham went
so
quick.
the ham went quick. And as you walk towards it, you kind of like start humming to yourself, and you hum to yourself, I love eating ham. And
I
as
love
you
eating ham. Yeah.
go to reach for it, like someone else's hand like reaches for it at the same time, you know?
Oh
And you kind of like
no.
stop and you look up, and it's this woman. She looks like she's about your age.
Yeah.
She's got like, long black hair.
Okay.
He goes, "Oh, sorry, I was sorry, I really I guess I really wanted some ham, but go ahead." What do you say?
Say, no, feel free. I'll find something else. Enjoy the ham.
And she goes, "Oh, thank goodness. I love eating ham." And then she looks at you and she's like, Erin Brooks from the documentary.
Yeah, is she from, is this woman from Dupo?
Yeah, you don't recognize her. She went
How?
to.
There were like 500 kids in our whole school. Everybody knew everybody.
But for some reason, you're like, how do I know you? And she's like, yeah, I went to high school with you. She goes, my name is Lizzie Lockman.
Man, there were these three sisters in my high school who were the Lockharts.
Really?
So that's very close. Yeah, there
Yeah.
were three of them.
And so,
Kind people, good people.
hell yeah. And this woman seems pretty kind too. Like, you guys actually get into a conversation and start like talking. And before you know it, it's been like 3 hours of you just chatting with Lizzie Lockman.
Oh, man.
And then she's like, well, how long are you going to be like in town for, Aaron? And you're like, you're planning on being there for, few more days, hanging with mom and just kind of chilling and stuff.
Yeah, seeing family and friends.
Yeah, and so she's like, all right, well, like by that point you guys have like exchanged information and stuff, and she's like, yeah, maybe I'll see you in the next few days. And you're like, I'd like that. And then
Oh.
and so you guys like you kind of like go
Probably
home.
would say that. I'd like that.
I'd like that. And you kind of like start driving, and you realize that like at, when you get to the hotel you're staying at, you get out of the car, and she's right there. And she's like, "Are you staying in this hotel?" And you're like, "Yeah, I am." And she's like, "Holy shit, I'm on the fourth floor." And you go, "Huh, I'm on the seventh." And she's like, "Enjoy the seventh floor." And you're like, "I think I will."
Well,
And so you
Dupo doesn't have a hotel, let alone one with at least seven stories. Dupo doesn't even have a motel, I don't think.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to stay there.
So
There's no demand for it.
a
Is this in
brand.
Dupo or is this like outside of Dupo?
No, it's in Dupo. It's a brand new
Oh,
hotel.
God. Rest in peace. What a fucking waste.
Yeah, the owners are starting to realize it. Like you kind of.
I can't tell you how little there is to do in that town. There is nothing that would bring you there.
Right.
You pass through it on the way to something else. There's
So you're.
nothing there.
So you're kind of shocked to find out that they have this like, this big hotel. So you kind of go in there, you check in, you go upstairs, and you're kind of like tired. So you watch TV, you turn it on, it's the show Chunks.
God.
Chunks. And like it had just started, so that like the music's playing and they're like Chunks.
Yeah.
And so you kind of you're like about to drift off to sleep. When like suddenly from like outside of your room, and you think this is impossible because you're seven stories up, you hear like a booming voice like, Aaron,
What the fuck?
what do you do?
I freak out, Pat. There's a booming voice coming from outside of my room. What the fuck can I do? I can't do anything.
You hear, Aaron, it's me, the man in the moon.
God damn it.
You look out the window and
Yeah, I try to identify the moon.
it's a full moon, and it's almost like you can see a face in it. And
I go, what the fuck do you want?
it goes,
There's something interesting down there. And he kind of like
Oh,
looks down
gross.
and you like, what? And you look out, you kind of look down and it's like there's like a swimming pool there, you know? It's a hotel. And you
Yeah.
see like Lizzie Lochman walk over to the pool. And as she reaches the pool, like the second that her toe touches the water, she starts to like change form. And as she walks into the water, she like slips underneath it. And for a second, like it's almost like you see like a dinosaur head kind of like pop up and like look
Lizzie
around.
Lochman? Are you fucking kidding me, Pat? Lizzie Lochman. And dating the human embodiment of the Loch Ness monster? Is that where this is heading? I'm not
And you
dating. I'm interested in.
kind of look up at the man in the moon and he goes, "Just thought I'd let you know." And kind of like he like disappears. It just looks like the
Somehow,
moon.
even more disturbing.
It just looks like the moon again.
That sucks. All of this fucking sucks. This business is not gonna fucking make it. They spent all this money on this
Yeah.
hotel. This woman. This fucking sucks.
So you're kind of like weirded out by all this, you know. So you just go to bed. You fall asleep instantly. You dream of a howling void and you wake up in the morning.
Perfect.
You wake up and sitting in the chair directly across from your bed
What the fuck is this?
is a man. He is without a doubt the most bald man that you have ever seen in your fucking life.
God damn it.
Not like there's not even like an atom of hair on this guy's head. Very, very bald, but smooth. And you kind of almost think of the moon, that man in the moon that you met the other night, almost.
Yeah, the notoriously smooth moon.
He's got icy blue eyes,
Yeah.
as blue as that fucking swimming pool that you were looking at last night.
Yeah.
They're like chips of ice in a forgotten ocean. You kind of keep looking at him and you notice that he's got rows and rows of like shark teeth. But you forget all about those fucking teeth when you see just how sharp this guy's fucking suit is. You're honestly, you look at him for a second, you think like you're surprised that like that chair isn't just like sliced to ribbons, you know?
Jesus Christ.
There is not a crease in this motherfucker. He says, "Good morning, Aaron. I'm Ice Bones Jones, head of communication for the Land O'Lakes Corporation." He goes, "What floor is she on?"
Who are you talking about?
He goes, "The Loch Ness Monster. I know she's here, Aaron."
I don't think the Loch Ness Monster could fit inside of a hotel room.
And he goes, "God damn it, you know who I'm asking you about." And his eyes like flash, you know, with like anger, you know, he's pretty pissed off.
Not giving anybody up. Like, I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. The Loch Ness Monster. I see you want me to believe the Loch Ness Monsters was staying in a hotel room here. How is that
Yeah. And
possible?
he kind of like looks at you and he goes, "Ah, a romantic to the end."
Also, you just fucking showed up in my room.
Yeah.
I awoke to you sitting there.
Your
How long were you there watching me?
glasses like instantly like freeze. It suddenly
God
becomes
damn it.
very, very cold in the room,
Are you
and they
fucking
become
kidding
so
me?
cold that they like shatter. And
Great.
the ice, or rather the lenses, are like the thing about Warby Parker is that
Great.
they advertise their glasses as, you know, for like, you know, the portly, but they're also like they're very, very thick, very, very intense glass. You know what I mean? So like, it's super fucking sharp. And so they shatter into your eyes.
Great.
And even though that you're like blinded instantly, it's almost like you can still see that fucking suit right before he slashes your throat.
Jesus Christ. This fucking sucks.
You bleed out blind in a failing hotel.
Are you kidding me? Fuck him. You know, fuck him.
Well, you didn't give up Lizzie, at least. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't. I just had my fat person glasses blasted into my eyeballs. Fuck this.